So really, over the last couple of weeks, I shared my pet peeve. I don't like it when the church spends 1 week during the year discussing Easter and resurrection. I think that that really shortchanges the very underpinnings and foundation of Christianity. I've said this quite a bit, but I've heard someone say that if you take the Christmas story out of the New Testament, you lose two chapters. You take the resurrection out, you lose the whole New Testament. It's kind of how I feel about it. So the thing is what happens whenever you actually get together as a community and you actually talk about the death and resurrection more than just one Sunday? And what happens when it actually becomes the pattern and the shape by which we define our own lives individually as followers of Christ? But then what does that translate into as a gathering group of Christians on throughout the week and in our lives? And then beyond that, and which what we'll get to next week is, what does that even look like whenever you take on the pattern and the shape of the death and resurrection as individuals, and then obviously as a church as we gather together? But what does that look like in the world? What does that look like on behalf of the world? So last week we spent a lot of time talking about what that looks like in the context of here, right now, in the midst of this church community. And one of the things we said is that it's not a Sunday service. You know, it's actually community throughout the week. It's a group of people who are honest and vulnerable with one another. It's a place where people can come from places of isolation in their sin into whole and healing community, where you can be honest and vulnerable about who you are, what you're dealing with, and you don't feel judged by it. You actually feel welcome, because we realize very quickly that, well, we're kind of all in the same boat here. None of us stand above the other. We're all on the same, we all fall short of the glory of God because we're all sinners. So, with all that being said, I kind of summed it up last week by saying the church community is a family. It must be a place where people can come out of places of isolation into places of healing, helping one another bear the weight of the cross together. This church community must be full of people willing to break themselves open and pour themselves out on behalf of others. This church must be a place of brokenness, but more importantly, a place of healing. This will be a place where people are molded into the likeness of Christ together as one. And we filled out some cards, and we had a board up here where people wrote what kind of church community that would actually look like. And we will spend some time with that on another day. But it was really just amazing, because you started to get the heartbeat of what people really believe that this place can be, what this place should be, and what we're moving to. With all that being said, yes, I did rip a hole in the painted wall this morning, removing the poster board. I'll be standing up here for my 40 lashes afterwards, and I tried to glue it back, and it didn't work. So anyway, here's what we're going to do this morning. I need everybody, and no sneaking out of doors. We're going to have big, strong guys at the door blocking them so you can't escape. Don't run off to the restroom and hide in the stalls. The men's does have a stall door, but it doesn't lock, so we will find you. We need to break into groups of three. If you're new here, no big deal. Don't be afraid and shy. We're putting everybody on the spot today. We're going to break into groups of three. It can't be people that you know really well. It can't be your best friends. It can't even be your family. It can't be your spouse. It can't even be your spouse that you don't know very well. It has to be groups of people who don't really know each other that well. And we're going to make our best effort at doing that, because you guys are going to honor that request, because I've been so kind to you over the years. So what we're going to do is go ahead. Let's stand up, move around. It doesn't matter. Just grab somebody that you don't know. Show them some love. Meet in groups of three and just find a spot where you guys can hang out. We're going to get started. Make it quick. 2 minutes. Boom. Wave your arm up in the air if you don't have a partner yet. Tony needs somebody. There you go. Boom. Hey, does anybody else need a group? We have 1 minute left. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. You three right there. Boom. Look at that. I love it. Anybody else lonely? Okay, well, I was going to be with you guys, but I know you way too well. Yeah. Okay, if you haven't found a triad, you need a group. You guys, we're breaking into groups of three of people you don't know very well. We have a group up here that needs one. Quinn and David need one. Okay, Josh Brown, Jenny, Josh Brown, and one more with that group. Do we have one other person? Edgecombe, Jenny, Edgecombe, Josh Brown. All right, sweet. That took 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and that's actually better than what I thought we could do. But you guys are high performers here. Yeah, I mean, you really are. So, cool. I'm doing my own slides today, too. So here's the deal. We're already behind schedule, no big deal. For the next till 12:15, we talked a lot about this. What does it look like for me to quit yapping about it and for us to quit verbalizing it and actually do it? Introduce yourself to the group. Tell a little bit about yourself, who you are, what your deal is, and share your story, your testimony, okay? Now, if you're somebody that says, oh, I don't know, I'm not a Christian, and I don't follow Jesus, and that's fine. That's not a big deal, and don't be ashamed. What we want you to do is we want you to share, like, how'd you end up here? What's your spiritual story? If it's non-existent, feel free to just say it, but what's your story? What's your spiritual story? If you're a Christian, if you follow Christ, what's your story? Where'd you come out of? Where was the place of, you know, and let's just be really truthful about where you came from. What you came out of, just share it with the group. A lot of the times what we talk about here is that, one, people aren't real with each other in churches in general. We're not truthful about the things that we deal with, the things that go on in our lives. Last week I talked about how I dealt with pornography in the past, and people were like, oh, but hey, let's be real here, okay? That's one place that God brought me out of. And then during this time that you're together, once you guys go through your introductions and sharing your story, which will probably take about a half an hour, have one person in the group come up, break off some bread for your group, take a cup for your group, and you're going to take communion together after you guys pray for one another. And then at 12:15, we're going to worship together from 12:15 to 12:30. And the biggest note of all, I'll even announce it at the time, make sure if you have kids at 12:10, to leave your group, go get your kids, bring them back down here, and we'll worship together. So this is open time from now until 12:15. Open up a little bit. Let's pray, and then we'll get started. God, we just thank you for the ways that you work and move in community. God, we so many times just talk about it so much that we don't even know how to do it. And God, I just pray for honesty and openness and vulnerability. God, that people know that this is a place where there's not judgment, where we actually care and love one another, where your Spirit's working and mending and healing and bringing us back together into community, God, out of places of isolation where we felt distant from you, from each other. God, that we're running back to each other with open arms. And we just pray that that love is evident here, that it's pouring out. God, that we would be your people, that we would be honorable to you in what we do and what we say, how we think. And God, the pattern and shape of our life individually and as a church would actually look like the self-sacrificial way of the cross and the resurrection with your Spirit. So, God, we just pray for everybody here that there would be openness and honesty. And, God, that there would even be tears shed and prayers given for each other. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.